Gemara starts off, Tana Rabbanan, Ben Hashmoshes, Sofik Min HaYoyim, U Min HaLayla. The time of Ben Hashmoshes means when the day is finished and the night is starting, but there's a time in between that it's not sure, it's not 100% if it's part of the day, it's a continuation of the day, or it starts the night. So it's a time of Sofik, and we call it Ben Hashmoshes. Soon we'll see why the word Ben Hashmoshes, why that name. So it says here, Ben Hashmosh, Sofik min hayom u min halayla. It's a Sofik on this time, if it's also day and night, that means part of it could be day and part of it could be night. Sofik kuloi min hayom, Sofik kuloi min halayla. Sofik if the whole time of Ben Hashmosh is part of the day, continuing the day. And Sofik kuloi min halayla, maybe it already started the night time and it's all part of the night. So what do we do? Matil inoy se lechoy mashnei yom. We give him chumras of 2 days. And the Gemara says later, what's the chumras of 2 days? That if there's a zov that he saw a re'iyah on one Ben Hashmoshes and the next Ben Hashmoshes, we'll say like Motzoi Shabbos and Sunday night, Motzoi Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes and Sunday night Ben Hashmoshes. So we have 3 sfeikas. It might be that there's a whole day in between, that the first Ben Hashmoshes and Motzoi Shabbos he saw, it's Shaykh to Shabbos, and the second Ben Hashmosh Sunday night is Shaykh to Monday, because if he would see in the first 5 minutes of Ben Hashmosh, it might be that those 5 minutes are part of the previous day. And then on the second Ben Hashmosh, he saw in the end of the Ben Hashmosh, let's say the last 5 minutes of Ben Hashmosh, maybe those 5 minutes are part of the next night. So then it would be called that he saw in 2 days with day in between, so then it's not as off. But if they're both day or both night, so then he saw it in 2 consecutive days, so it's called as off. That's called the Chumra of Shnei Yomi. But Izeu Ben Hashmoshes, when it's called Ben Hashmoshes, that we talked about what Ben Hashmoshes has in Afkemina, which dinim do we have in it. But now we're talking about when is Ben Hashmoshes. Mishetishka Chama, from sunset, and we'll soon see what it means, Mishetishka Chama, what sunset, calls man Shepnei Mizroch Ma'adimin. The whole time that the face of the east, that's the words, but really Pnei Mizroch, we'll see later, means the west, where the sun goes down. And Pnei Mizroch means because the west makes light, shines the light onto the east. So it's called Pnei Mizroch. Really, we're talking about the Myra. So the whole time that it's red, that's called the lotion of the brisa, that's called Ben Hashmoshes. If the lower part of the sky became silvery, like it's not red anymore, and the top part is not, the low Hichsif Elyon, the top is still red, it didn't get silver yet. So this part of the Gemara, we don't really understand, because it should be the opposite. The further away from where the sun set should become darker and grayer before the lower part of the sky, which is closer to the sun. But Al Kolponim, what the Gemara means is there's a time that first it's all red, the sky, then it turns gray partially, and then the whole sky is gray. That's Ben Hashmoshes. Hichsif Elyon, Vishvol Tachton, if the part of the sky became, all the whole sky became like gray, became dark, so Zeu Laila, Tivu Reb Yudah, that's according to Reb Yudah, Reb Nechem Yoyma, Kadesh Yahalich Odom, that the time of, Ben Hashmoshes is the amount of time if a person would be walking Mishetishka Chama Chatzimil, from when the sun sets. If he walks the amount of walking of a Chatzimil, so that's called Ben Hashmoshes. When he finishes walking Chatzimil, that amount of time, then it's Laila. Rabbi Yosiema, Ben Hashmoshes Keheref Ein. Ben Hashmoshes is like when you blink the eye. If one goes in, one goes out, the night is coming in and the day is going out, and you can't really know exactly when it is because it's so fast. And Rashi says, Zeh nichnas, halaylo nichnas, bayoyim yoytzei. Yitzias zeh im knisa zeh. That means as the night is coming in, the day is going out. It's a little bit mashma from Rashi, if we really want to be medayik to Rashi. It's a little bit mashma as if the night is pushing the day away. The night is coming in. That's why it says, Zeh nichnas v'zeh yoytzei. The night is coming in, and that's why the day is going out. There's an old question if it means if the night is because there's no light, or the night is a metzias, a bria by itself, maybe it would be mashma that the night is pushing out the day, such as if the night is a bria, and that's why the day is going away from the night. But if it would be a header of light, it's not, it's like missing light, so then it would be, would have to say, because as the day is going out, so the night is coming in memele. But that's a different issue. And you can't, Lefira Bioi, so we have three shittas. One is Reb Nechemia's, the amount of walking a hefermil, the fee, that's Reb Nechemia's hefermil, and Lefira Bioi, it's carifying Zenichnas with a yote, and Reb Yehuda gave simonim in the sky if it's red completely or it's turning gray. Then the Gemara says, what's the nafkimina? That's Chumash Neyomi, Legabe Zov, if he saw two riyas or three riyas, then it's called Sofek Letuma Vilekorban. Then the Gemara continues on the Brisa. We have to learn the Gemara in order to get into the Rishonim. The Gemara says like this. Hogufekashi, you say that Ben Ashmoshe says, called Man, that the whole sky, the Pnei Mizrach, the west side is Madim, is all red. But if a part is gray, so it's not red anymore, it's not Pnei Mizrach Madimin, so then it would be called Lilo. And then the Brisa says that when it's called Lilo, when the whole sky is gray, then the Brisa says, and then it's Ben Ashmoshes. But it's Mashma before that it would be called Lilo. So the Rabbi says one teretz, it's B'Shem Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. The Rabbi says the teretz, that when it's Ben Ashmoshes, Ezo Ben Ashmoshes, from Mishetish Kachamo, the whole time the Pnei Mizroch Ma'adimin, and also Hichsif Atachto and Hichsif Elin is also called Ben Ashmoshes. And the reason the Brisa said it in two steps, and two Shlavim of Peir Pnei Mizroch and also Hichsif, because that we should be sure we know what we're talking about. If we don't see, only say one of them, we would think it's the other one. We would think that it's called by Hichsif and not by Peir Pnei Mizroch. So Melo, now we know for sure that when it's called Ben Ashmoshes, the whole time right after the Shkia, when it's red in the sky, and when it's a partially gray. Omar, and then Rav Yosef says a different shot, and he says, Mishatishka chama called Manshe Pnei Mizroch Ma'adimin, from the Shkia, and the whole time is that the whole sky is red, so that's called Yoim. That's not even Ben Ashmoshes. But Ichsif Atachton, Leichsif Elion is Ben Ashmoshes. If it's only partly gray, then it's Ben Ashmoshes. And Ichsif Elion, Beishvol Atachton, if the whole sky is already gray, and the Yerushalmi says the Lashon Hishchir, Rashi says Ichsif is Hishchir, it became dark, black, so then it's called Lila. So that's this part of the Gemara. So it comes out, Lefi Rabba, that Ben Ashmoshes is longer, that even Pnei Mizroch Ma'adimin is Ben Ashmoshes. And if you're Rav Yosef, it starts a little bit afterwards when it's Hichsif, a part of the sky. Then the Gemara goes on in Daf Lamed Hey, Abaye Chazye L'Rove de Kodoi L'Mayre. Abaye saw that Rove was looking. He was looking out to the west to see the sky. He understood that he was looking to see if it became the nighttime already or not. So Abaye said to Rava, why are you looking in the west? Votani calls Manshe Pnei Mizroch Ma'adimin. So much more you should look in the east to see if the east is red. Amalei, Mithabos Pnei Mizroch Ma'amish Loi. Pani Ma'adimin is a Mizroch. It doesn't mean the east, it means the west, because the west is the one that shines the light. So you should look at that. It shines the light onto the Mizroch. Then the Gemara says, Ikedami, that was the opposite. Rava saw Abaye was looking into the east. And he told him, it's not a pshat Pnei Mizroch like the east, only it means the Meir. You see, Monech Kavs, it's like a window. And Chazal always has the Shkia and the Zricha, it's as if the sun in the daytime comes out of a window in the sky. It's imagining as if the sky is a thick blanket or something. And the sun comes out of a window and shines into the world. And then when it goes out, the sun set, it goes back into its window and back up into the sky. It's a Gemara in Pesachim. We really don't know 100% pshat in it, but since it's a Gemara, I'll say it over. The Gemara says there was an argument between the Chachmei Umas Olam and the Chachmei Yisrael about the sunset and about the rising of the sunrise. And also about the mazolos,
the stars and the sky. So part of the Gemara says like this: Chachmi Yisraelim, the Chachmi of the Yidden say, "Bayoim in the daytime, Chamo me'aleches lemato minorokia." The sun is traveling under the sky. The sky is on top, and the sun is underneath it and shining to the world. Balaylo, in the nighttime when we don't see the sun, lemalo minorokia, it's higher than the sky. And the Chachmi Yisraelim Oimrim, Bayoim chamo maleches lemato minorokia, ubalaylo lemato minakarka. And in the daytime, the chamo is under the sky. And when it sunsets, then this it goes under the ground. It goes under the ground until it comes up again on top of the ground. So the machlokes chachmi Yisrael say that when the sunset is as if it goes on top of the sky. And the sky is mavdil, that's why we don't see the sun. And lefi the chachmi umois, so the sun is going underneath, and the ground itself is blocking the light of the sun from us. In Drush, you can say a lot of pshatim in it, but we're talking now the pashtus. Omar Rebbe, v'nirin divrei en midvoreinu. And Rebbe says, he was from the Chachmei Yisroel, and he said that what the Chachmei of the Goyim are saying, it seems to be more right than what we're saying. In the daytime, the rivers, the wells are cold, the water is cold, and at night they're hot. So why? Because if the sun goes under the ground, so it heats up the ground, and then the water is hot. But if you say that it goes on top of the sky, so then the water should really be cold at night, in the daytime. So what does the Gemara say? That Balaylo and Balaylo Roishin. The nighttime they're hot. Why? Because the sun is going underneath and heating it up. That's the whole union of Maim Shalom comes from this Gemara. If you have to take the Maim for the Matzah, so they're cold hot or they're cold, and you have to take it by the Shkia because the whole day they, the few one sheet is the whole day they were hot, so it has to cool off the whole night. And the few one sheet of the whole day they were cold, so Manele, you take it by the Shkia, that it shouldn't heat up. That's why we makpi to take the water for the Matzah, which is called Maim Shalom, water that slept over. That means it wasn't Mechuber Lekarka the whole night. So back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says that Rava and Abaye, they were looking to the west to see if there is light still in the sky. And Simon Chkav says, like a window, you're looking to the window where the sun went into the window and behind the sky, and you're looking to see if it's finished the whole sunset. The sunset, it takes time. It's not just 1 minute. Then there's another part of the Gemara, Reb Nechemya Emar Kadesh, it's also in Lamed Hei, that Reb Nechemya says, the Ben Ashmosha says, from the Shkia here for me. Om Reb Chanina, what's a lay that Shiur is Reb Nechemya? If a person wants to know the Shiur of Reb Nechemya, that means he wants to know the time of Reb Nechemya, that it's a time of walking a here for me. He's not walking, he's standing in one place. He has to know when it's finished to Ben Ashmosha. Lefi Rashi Shiti, Aniach Chama Barosh HaKalmel, you should leave the sun on top of the mountain, the Carmel, which is right next to the Yam. Usually it's referred to as Haifa, Har HaKarmel. It would go down and tovel in the Yam. So Rashi learns that, here Rashi says, I'll read the Rashi, Carmel. How shall Sfasa Yam? V'chamo somuch l'shkiyoso niris al roshe Yehovi. V'chdesh yered v'yitbol v'yale avi layla. That the mountain is next to the Yam, and before the Shkia, close to the Shkia, so you see the sun on top of the mountain. And when the time that he could go down in Tovo, when he comes out of the water, he comes out of the Yam, so it's called Laila. So, Bamas, what does Rashi mean that the Chamos Niris al Roshe are in the Carmel? If a person is standing next to the Yam, the sun, or he's standing on the Carmel, the sun is in the Yam, and the Carmel is behind us, the other way, to the east of the Yam. So what does it mean here? It's called Rosh Yehorim. So I would think, and it's a Shailim the Rishonim, it's a Shailim Pshat, what it means. If Niris al Rosh Yehorim could mean that the sun rays are shining on top of the mountain. It doesn't have to mean that the person is standing on the mountain and he sees the sun, although the Rishonim do learn that way.
In the Yerushalmi it says that a person is standing on top of the mountain and he sees the sun and the is coming down where the ocean is to set, and he goes down the mountain and he's tovo in the yam, and he comes out of the water and he's knows that it already is nighttime. That's the Loshon Yerushalmi, but some learn different. Like the Gemara says in Amud Beis, Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara says that if somebody doesn't know when it's Shabbos, he doesn't have a flak, he doesn't have an indication, and he has to know, or to Yom HaMe'unon, he doesn't know if the sun set or not. He has to know when to light candles for Shabbos, that it shouldn't be Shabbos already. So Rava said to his Shabbos, Atun Delekim Luchu B'Shiur HaDerabonon, you don't know when is the Shiur HaDerabonon of Bein HaShemoshes, so you have to light candles earlier, but you can't light it too early, it can't be before Plag HaMincha. So he says, Ad Deshim She'aresh Dikli, when the sun is on top of the column, on top of the palm trees, Aslu Shrage B'Yom HaMe'unon. Then you light the candles on the Yom HaMe'unon, because you can't see the sun, there's no way to see if the sun set or not. I'm not reading the Gemara right, excuse me. It says, Ad Deshim She'aresh Dikli Aslu Shrage, when the sun is still shining on top of the kolim, on top of the trees, so you should light. So that doesn't mean that the sun is setting and it's right on top of the trees, like in the horizon. Only it means that when the sun is shining opposite, there's trees in the city where you're standing, and the sun is setting opposite you in the west, and the left rays of the sun are on the top part of the tree. The Mishnah Berurah, it also says this Gemara, and it says, Oy beroshe abati magvoim. So it means that the last sun rays are shining on top of the houses, so that's vaday that it's still yom. Now then, the Gemara says b'yom ha'me'unon mai. What's in the way of that? It's cloudy and you don't have the sun. You don't have indication. The mosa in the city chozital megoyle. You see, when the chickens, the tarnegolim, they come before the night settles in, they come to their place to sleep at night. So then you know it's still daytime and you put the candles. The davre in the field, orvi, so you look when the crows come in. Inami adani, there's a certain plant that it shriveled at night, so you know that if it's starting to shrivel, it's the beginning of the sunset and you could still light candles. So in this Gemara, shimsha rish dikli, it means the sun rays are shining opposite on the trees. The last sun rays hitting the trees. Also, the gabi tfilas ne'ila, it says, Yizayah Adam, that he should be mispalak shachama b'roish ha'ilonis. So it doesn't say a certain time. Chama b'roish ha'ilonis means that the sun rays are shining on the opposite, where the sun set, it goes on the opposite side on the east, and the last rays of the sun are shining on top of the trees, so you should start Ne'ilah, which means that Ne'ilah should be started in the daytime. They used to have a meaning to start at night, so he says not to start at night, only to start in the daytime. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah over there says. It's in Tov Reish Chof Beis, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, the last siman. It says there, Nechama B'Rosh Eilonis, he says, V'hu Zman Ma Kodem Shkiyas HaChama. The Shaar Tzion over there says that Akoponim not to be Makdim more than Plag HaMincha, which means you have from the Plag HaMincha to start Ne'ilah, that it should be started in the daytime. In fact, I once asked the stipler when to start Ne'ilah, because there's a Taz that says Somch L'Shkia Sachamo, and Somch L'Shkia Sachamo, the Taz says a Raya from Milchus Shabbos, that it means a half an hour before. So I once asked the stipler if you're supposed to be Makpid and daven Ne'ilah Dafka a half an hour before the Shkia. So he says the meaning is a half an hour or an hour before, so that means it's not Dafka that you should be Makpid on a half an hour. So what the Shulchan Aruch says, Chama B'Rosh Eilonis says Lafuki Laila. They shouldn't start Nila at night, they should start it in the daytime. Now back to our sugya. First was here if Daf Lamed Hey on the Dallas, first was this, there's a stira. In our Gemara it says that this is a piece that we didn't read before. The Gemara says, Azdula Tamayu, and Daf Lamed Dalad on the base, the Gemara says, Azdula Tamayu, deep more shir ben ashmoshes bekamo. So the Gemara has a Hemshech and says, the Rabbi says that Shir Ben HaShemoshes is 3/4 of a meal. The time a person could walk 3/4 of a meal. So there's two Cheshbonis, and some say it's 24 minutes. Some say that a meal is 24 minutes. So Memela, 3/4 is 18 minutes, and some say that a shir mahalach of a meal is 18 minutes, so the mahalach of 3/4 of a meal would be about 13 minutes. So that's the shir. The shir is 3/4 of a meal. And Rav Yosef says it's 2/3 of a meal. So Tosfos, yes, kasha that here says that the shir of Ben Ashmoshes, the amount of time, the time of Ben Ashmoshes is 3/4 of a meal. And the Gemara in Pesachim says that from the Shkia Sachamo, Atzis HaKichovim is 4 meal. And here the Gemara says that Ben Ashmoshes starts Mishatishka Chamo. At least Lefi Rav Yosef it's Mishatishka Chamo. Lefi Rabba, it's Mishatish Kachama. Lefi Rabbi Yosef, it's a little bit after Shatish Kachama. So let's take Rabba. Rabba that says it's 3/4 of an hour, and he says it starts Mishatish Kachama. So it's only 3/4 of a meal, it's already nighttime. And then the Gemara in Pesachim says that it takes Mishatish Kachama till Tzisak Kechavim, which we have a Gemara in Brochus that says that Tzisak Kechavim, it starts the nighttime. And the Gemara says it's 4 meal, that's much more. So it's a steer on the Gemara. So Tosfos answers B'shem Rabbi Matam that there's two shkias. There's the Tchilas shkia and the Sof shkia. Tchilas shkia is when the sun actually sets. The ball of the sun is going down past the horizon. And that's called Tchilas shkia, and it's still daytime. For 3 1/4 meal time, it's still day. And when does it start Ben Ashmoshes? After that, the last 3/4 of a meal before Tzeisak Rechavim, that's called Ben Ashmoshes, and that's called Tzeif Ashkia. And the way Rabbi Natam says, it's like that when the sun goes into the Ovi or Akia, into the, like, past the window, and it goes into the sky, and it still has Shlita, it's still called daytime, and after that, 3/4 of a meal is called the nighttime. Then Tosfos, yes, let's see when there's Kochavim, because the Gemara says in Amud Beis, Koychav echod yoim, shnei koychavim is ben ashmoshes, 3 koychavim is laila. So let's look, let's see the stars. If we see 2 stars, it's ben ashmoshes. But if we see 3 stars, so it's laila. So that says it's because we have to have the koychavim beinanim, so it's, we're not sure which is beinanim. So memele, we can't rely on ourselves to know, let's see the stars, if it's ben ashmoshes or if it's laila. It's interesting that Amudayar points out that there's a mission in Kalim that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have a machlokes about a shir of Kazayis Abenani or a Beitzas Abenani. Rabbi Yehuda says you could be Meshire and know which one it is, and Rabbi Yossi says you can't. So he says it's Lishitosam Levarkeh, that Rabbi Yehuda says you can't be Meshire Abenani. So he says, just over, like over there, you can't be Meshire what's called a Abenani, as opposed to a small one and a big one. So the same thing here, you can't be Meshayer Kechovim Beinanim. So Mele Rabbi Yehuda has a longer Ben Ashmoshes, which is a suffix. And Rabbi Yossi says, Ke'erefayim, because he says we could, and Rabbi Yossi himself says on Amud Beis that we're Meshayer with Kechovim, and he says, Omar Rabbi Yossi, Loi Kechovim G'dolim Anirim B'yom, Loi Kechovim K'tanim She'enirin Ela B'layla Ela Beinanim. So Mele Rabbi Yossi L'shitosin Kalim, that he said you could be Meshayer what's called a Beinoni. So also in Kechavim you could be Meshayer what's called a Beinoni. And that's in Amudayor Simen Hei Ois Aleph, the beginning of the Simen. So we have Rabbi Natam Shita that it's, that calls Mount that the, it was the sunset, it's still Yoim, until Soif Ashkia, which is the last 3/4 of a meal, and then it starts Ben Ashmoshes. Tosfos and Brochus also brings the Rabbi Natam. The first sugya that we had in Brochus, and the Gemara over there says, Uba Shemesh B'toyer, that's Erev Shemesh, that a person was Tomei from Terumah, he's Tovo by Yoim, and then when the sun goes down, Uba Shemesh, then he becomes Tomei at nighttime, he can eat Terumah. The Gemara says, Mimai, that Uba Shemesh is Bias Hashemesh, maybe it's Bias Oiroi. So Rashi learned maybe it means Bias Oiroi of the next morning, who says at night he could eat Terumah, maybe he needs to wait till the next morning. But Tosfos learns different. He has kashas and learns different. And he says, who says that Bo Hashemesh V'Torah is Bias Hashemesh Mamish, that when the sun goes down, by the Torah Tal Yom, that's Tzeisak Rechovim, Bias Shemesh. But here Tosfos learns that Tzeisak Rechovim, the end of all the Shkias. Maybe it means Chiloso Shel Shkia, Bias Oiroi, when a little bit of the light gets dimmer,
and it goes in. So that's Tchilas Shkia. Who says we should go after the end of the Sofa Shkia? Maybe we should go in the Tchilas Shkia. So he learns Bias Oiro is before Bias Shimcha. And the Gwal calls that, and the Shulchan Aruch says it's a big Zeichak to say that Bias Oiro is before Bias Shimcha. Tosfos and Menachos also brings the Rabbeinu Tam. It's a long Tosfos of Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sechama. The Gemara over there says, that din that dam of the carbon is nifsal b'shkia sachama. You can't use the dam to be zerikun on the mizbeach. It's not called a good zerika. Why? Because the dam is nifsal as soon as there is a sunset. So Tosfos says, yes, so that afnun bovin zbochim, and in Menachos yes, that first of all, Tosfos in zbochim is that why do we need a special pasuk for dam nifsal b'shkia sachama if we know already that you can't do avodah like zrika in the nighttime? So Tosfos answers like Rabbeinu Tam that the emes it's still daytime mitzad yoim en lailo, it's still yoim way past the shkia until the soif hashkia, the whole tchilas hashkia 3 and a quarter meal is still yoim. So mitzad avodah you could have done the avodah, but there's a special pasuk the dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama. In the Menachos, Tosfos asks, that here it says that Bishkia Sachamo it's Nifsal, and in Rabbi Yehuda holding Bamei Madlikin that Lilo is only 2-3 quarters of a meal afterwards. So the Rabbeinu Tam says there's 2 shkias, and what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about is the Sofa Shkia, the Ben Hashemoshes, and here we're talking about Tchilas Shkia, like we said, in the Tosfos in Zvochim. But then he has another teretz that Yesh Neforshim, that Be'emes Mido Raisa, if you're Rabbeinu Tam Mido Raisa, Be'emes, he could be Zorek Dam, the whole Tchilas Hashkia, all the three meal in the beginning, he could be Zorek Dam. Just Midarabonan, Dam is Nifsal Beshkia Sachama, and you can't be Zorek. Tosfos by us in Shabbos, Tosfos says, what's the pshat in the Gemara that when Aretzel Adas Ben Hashemoshes Sovod Nechemye, so he should be Meniach HaChama B'Rosh HaKalma. So he brings, the Rashi says that he, when he goes down from the Kalma, he goes down and he's Tovah V'Yale, it's called Laila. So Tosfos says, why do we need the Tevila? Let him just say, when he goes down from the Kalma. So Tosfos answers, Tosfos learns different, Afiyah Yerushalmi in Brachas, that he is Tovah, he leaves the Shemesh Barosha Carmel, and he goes down from the mountain and is Toivel, and it's still called daytime. The Chiddush is that it's still called daytime, and the Ben Hashemoshes of Rabbi Nechemya starts after he was Toivel. So Lefi Rashi, it tells us that this whole time that he went down, that was the time of Ben Hashemoshes, and then it starts Laila. And Lefi Tosfos, it's the whole time he went down and he was Toivel is Yoim, and afterwards it starts the line. The Rashba, B'Shem the Ramban, says that the pshat of the Gemara, Yered Viale, means that he comes out of the water, and he's standing there near the water. He comes down from the Karma, and he's terrible, and comes out of the water, and that's when Ben Hashemoshes starts. So the Rashba is, so why did he say, Oroitzel Adas Ben Hashemoshes of Reb Nechemya? It's the same thing with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also said that when he's Tozal, Bnei Mizuch Ma'adimin and Ichtis, so also that he could have been Mishayim when he's Maniach Chama B'Rosh HaKalmel and he's Tozal. So why does it have to say that for Rabbi Nechemya? So the Rashba learns, not like the Ramban, that it's Tozal and he's Oyla Min HaMayim, only means that he goes down the mountain and he's Tozal, and then he's Oyla, he goes all the way up the mountain again till the top. And then it starts, that's finished the Ben Hashemoshes. All the duration was with Nechemya's Ben Hashemoshes, and after that it starts the Laila. That's Doimet to Tosfos Pshat. The Chasam Sofer, the Chazon Ish, brings down that he wanted to be Meshayer, what's called a Shira of Achilas Pras. We have a lot of mitzvahs that we need to eat, or Kazayis B'Kedechilas Pras, like Matzah on the first night of Pesach, or Kazayis on the first night of Sukkot. So the Chassam Sofer has a Cheshbon from our Gemara. And that's called a chasimil. Why? Because Reb Nechemiah said that Shir ben Ashmoshes was chasimil. And chasimil is going down from the Carmel and being tova. So if a whole meal is 18 minutes, so half a meal is 9 minutes. And he says, Upilish the Odom Oymed al Tzfasayam, he's standing not on the top of the Carmel, which we saw in the Yerushalmi, that he says that he's standing on the top of the Carmel, but he learns Pshat different, that the person is standing on the bottom, near the Yam, and he's Roya Chama B'Roy Shoho, like we said, maybe Rashi would learn like that, but there is such a Pshat, that means the reflection, the sun rays are going on top of the mountain, and he's standing near the water, and he goes into the water and he comes out of the water. The nimso the tvilo atzmo yirida v'aliyah lekech zman tes minut. It takes 9 minutes for the tvilo. So Menela the Chassam Sofer wanted to say that, and since the Gemara in Karisu says that you could eat a part of the chatzi pras and be toivel and come out, and the next half of the pras would be mitzaref with that. So we don't know exactly how much time you have, but 9 minutes for sure. If you ate the half of pras and you were toivel and you came out, so for sure there was 9 minutes in between the two halves of a pras, and it says it's mitzaref. So the Chassam Sofer says mikan that at least 9 minutes is still called b'kdei achilas pras, and Chazon Ish says b'tomua. So if so, a whole pras is called 18 minutes at least. So the Chazon Ish says it's tomua to say that a person is standing next to the yam and he's tova on the yam and he comes out, it takes 9 minutes to be tova. There's no, it says, Yoreh b'tova oyle ein kan shihir klau. Beichi tochen that should be kovea 9 minutes. So then he brings the Yerushalmi, Sheviu Teisvus, and he says, Mefuresh, she'odom oymed al roish ha'kalmen, and he says, Yeridoso derech shipu ahar. And then he comes back to the top of the mountain. So he learns not like the Chassam Sofer, not like the maybe it would be Mashma Rashi, only the person is going down from the mountain and he's toivel and goes back up the whole mountain. And that finished Ben Ashmoshes. But then the Chassam Ish says that even though the Chassam Sofer is Dvarim Tzmuin, but I'll call upon him since it's Yotzo Mipi Godo, that the shear of Kedechilas Pras is 9 minutes, so we should take on that for a shear of 9 minutes for Kedechilas Pras. But then he says that by Achilas Matzah Moror, you should make it faster than 9 minutes. The Rambam, a lot of Meforshim of the Rambam ask a stira. In Hilchos Shabbos, he says, in Perikei Halacha Dalet, Mishetishka Chamo, Ad Sheyirush Loishok Kirchovim Beinonim, Hu Azman Anikro Ben Ashmoshes B'chol Mokim, from when the sun sets, until you see 3 Kirchovim Beinonim, that's called Ben Ashmoshes B'chol Mokim. Hu Sofik Min Hayoyim, Sofik Min Halayla, V'donin B'l Achmer B'chol Mokim, that's why he can't be madlik then. So the Rambam says that from Shkia Sacham until you see 3 kechovim, that's called Ben Ashmoshes. So Be'emes, it's a little bit mashma, like the Shita of Rabba, that Misha Tishka Chamo, it starts Ben Ashmoshes. But Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't start Misha Tishka right away. But Rabbeinu Tam learned Misha Tishka Chamo means B'Soif HaShkia. So don't say Shkia, some says Misha Tishka, Rabbi Natan learns it's the Sefer Shkia. Like upon him, the Rambam here is Mashma, Lefi Pshute, that from the sunset until 3 Kechavim is called Ben Ashmosh. And in Ilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Beis, Aloch Etzes, the Rambam says, Vohu Bezdin Atzmon Besoif Yoyim Tisho Vesrim, the end of the 29th day of the month, Bezdin Sov Delevona, Bezdin themselves,
and they talk about that also. How does the Rambam take it that you could be Mekadosh or Chodesh the day before for the next day? Im adayin lo yotzav krikov leil shloshim, it's still daytime, the star didn't come out. Bezdin oimrim mikudosh shadayin yoim. Doesn't say mikudosh. Why? Because it's still daytime, and in the day you could be Mekadosh or Chodesh. Im ro'u b'leil shloshim achas yotzav shnei krikovim, if they saw the iftar, two stars came out. So the mochar, they have moshiv a bezin, they have to be made on it. So the Maralbach is that here is toile if yotzu akrichovim or yotzu. That's mashma and hilchus kiddush achodesh. That even though there was the shkia, but the krichovim didn't come out yet, lo yotzu adayin krichov or two krichovim. So it's still daytime. That's what's in Kiddush HaChodesh. But in Hilchos Shabbos it says, Misha Tishka Hachamo till three Krichovim. It's Mashmah from the Shkia Sachamo is already called Ben Hashmosha. So it's a stira in the Rambam. The Radvaz talks about it, and the Radvaz says that the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah is Mashmah, that he holds the Rambam, holds like Rabbi Nutam, that there's a Tchilas HaShkia and a Seif HaShkia. So Menele, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, he's talking about Tchilas HaShkia. Until you see two krichovim, it's not yet ben hashmoshes. And in Hilchos Shabbos, he says mishetish kachama. That's the same lashon Rabbi Natan says. It's talking about soif hashkia. So soif hashkia is lefi Rabbi Natan, and they all that the Rambam holds that way is called ben hashmoshes. And the Bir Aloch and Simon Reish Tamach Aleph, he brings the Rambam as one who holds like the Goyim, not like Rabbi Natan. And we will soon see. First, we will say what the Iraim says. The Mordechai, Gres Mordechai, in the end of by Maimad Likin, he brings the Shisa Sayyarein, and the Bach holds to be Machmel Chatchila that the Iker Aloch is like the Yerein. The Yerein has a new Shita. The Ben Hashmosha starts Mishetish Kachama, it means Somuch to when the sun sets. The sun is starting to go down, it's almost going down, and you still see it, is already starting Ben Hashmosha. 3/4 of a mil before the actual sun goes down past the horizon is already called Ben Hashmoshes. That's how the rain learns. And the Gro asks a few kashas, and one kasha is that Abaye Hayodoi Le Mizrach or Doi Le Myra, he was looking at the sky to see if it has light. But to see the rain, the Ben Hashmoshes was all before the sun sets. Once the sun sets, it's Vaday Laila. So what was he looking at the sky? If he sees the sun, it's Ben Hashmoshes. If he doesn't see the sun set already, so it's Vaday Laila to see the rain. So that's Gemara Zakash on the rain. And the Radvaz says that how could the rain say Ben Hashmoshes is before the sun sets? But even after the sun sets, if you see birds flying in the air, and you see the reflection of the sun in their wings, and nowadays we could say it with an airplane. Sometimes you see airplanes flying right after the Shkia, and you see the reflection, the orange color of the sun in the wings, even though we don't see the sun because it's past the horizon. But we see the reflection of the sun. Memele, he says, if you see the sun, you still have Anoy, you can still see the light of the sun itself. So how could you say that it's Ben Hashmoshes even when the sun is there? Even after the sun is not here, it's still Yom. And in the Tesis read, it also says a lotion. It says that if you go up on a high mountain, you still see the sun. So Memele, you can't say that it's already Lila then. It has to be that the day continues further. The Gro is Cholek on Rabbi Natan completely. It holds like the Shita Sagoinim, and he says Pshat is different. He asks on Rabbi Natan, one of his kashas, one of the first kashas the Gro asks in Reish Samach Aleph is that Lefi Rabbi Natan, there's a Tchila Shkia by the sunset, and then there's a Seif Shkia, and then comes Tesa Kichovim after 4 mil from the sunset. So yes, if so, in the Medinas and the more north, that the sun is shining longer and there's less of a night. So over there, the Amud HaShachar starts from Chatzos. That's a Metzius. Now, if usually we say that the Zman of the, from the Amud HaShachar, from the Alois HaShachar until the next, is the same amount of time like from the Shkia till Pesach Kichovim. So it would come out, if we say that Chatzos HaLaila is Alois HaShachar in those Medinas or in the summer, so if so, from the sunset until the Tesach Kichovim,
is also till Chatzos HaLaila, so those Medinas will never have Laila, they'll always have from Ben Ashmoshes until the Alois HaShachar. From Ben Ashmoshes, they'll right away go into the Alois HaShachar. That's Neged HaMetzias, but if you learn like the Gro, that Misha Tishka Hamas Ben Ashmoshes right away from sunset until 3/4 of a meal, till the Tzeisa Kirchovim of 3 Kirchovim Ben, the name is about 18 minutes, or 24, depends how we say. About 18 minutes, we say, is 3/4 of a meal. So if so, then those Medinas, they'll still have Laila. They'll have a certain amount of time. It's called Ben Ashmoshes, still says like a Chavi. And then they'll have Leis HaShachar whenever it is. And the Gra learns, what's the Gemara in Pesachim talking about? Arba milim shatish kachamo at Seis HaKechovim. Over there, it's talking about Seis Kol HaKechovim. Till all the stars in the sky, that means the most night, that all the Kechovim came out, that takes 4 million. But the Gaber Dinim, what's Nogea to us, is from the sunset is Ben Ashmoshes, Kozman Pnei Mizroch Ma'adim, and that's how we see it nowadays. In the Metzias, we see that right away after the sun goes past the horizon, the sky is red, and then it turns grayer and grayer until it becomes black. So then there's 3 Kechovim, and Tzeis Kol HaKechovim is 4 million. That's Berech 72 minutes later. And then the Gra says, in what he says that the Gemara in Brachos, it says, Dilma Bias, who says it's Bias Shimshay, Dilma Bias Oyrus. So it means that who says it's Bias Shimshay, so the Gra says a big chidush there, that Be'emes Koyanim could eat Truma, their hair of Shemesh is Uboa Shemesh, Kipshutai, when the sun sets, the ball of the sun went past the horizon, even though it might still be Yom, but Boa Shemesh is hair of Shemesh, and the Koyanim could eat Truma right away. And the Gemara is asking, who says it's Boa Shemesh by the sunset? Maybe it's Bias Oiroi, which means when the light is going in, but says HaKechovim, says Kol HaKechovim. So that would be called, that's the Kash of the Gemara, and then Gemara says Tar Gavra. But, so then the Gemara says, that's why it's called Bein HaShmoshes. The Sofek time is called Bein HaShmoshes, because it's between Bias Shimshoi and Bias Oiroi. I was thinking one more pshat that it could be called Ben Ashmoshes, because it says V'shachatu es ha-Pesach Beinu Arbaim, so the Targum says Ben Shimshaya. And the first time it says Hashemesh Yotza Alo Oretz, I think the Meshechokhme says that it's the first time that's mentioned Shemesh, and it's talking to Gabi Avraham Avinu that he called him, the whole world was a Odom, and he says we could learn the Bria from the Avraham Avinu taught everybody to learn the Bria from the Shemesh and from the Yorech Ke'ere Shomecho Masiyat Beisecho Yorech V'choychovim Asher Koinonto, to tell the people that the Shemesh is not Avodah Zarah, it's not a Koach by itself like the people in Sudan. Some people used to be Oved Avodah Zarah to the Shemesh, and some people used to be Oved Avodah Zarah to the Yorech. Rashi brings it over there that it says Hashemesh Yotzalot V'loit Bot Koyaro. And then was the Mapech of Sdom, because it's a time when the Shemesh and the Orech are in the sky, that if the Shemesh shouldn't say that if it was the Shemesh it would help us, save us, and if it was the Orech will say that the Orech would have saved us. So Melo, they were both in the sky, and they didn't save them. So over there it says Hashemesh the first time. So it's called the Shemesh. I was thinking maybe it means Loshen Shamesh, that Avraham Avinu was Megale, that the Shemesh is not a Koach for itself, and not to make it Avodah Zarah, it's a Shemesh, it's Mishamshin Lufonai Bamorim. That's all the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Avodah Zarah says, that the Tzvois HaShemayim are called Shamoshim, that they're like servants, that they help the Odon. So Memele, Bein HaShemoshes, which is a Sofik Yom, Sofik Lailo, who's Shelet in the daytime? The Shemesh. Who's in the night? The Yoreach. And those two are called Shamoshim. So the time in between the Yom and the Laila is called Bein HaShmoshes, in between the two Shamoshim, which is the sun and the moon. I think we'll leave it off now, and the sugya is very long. We can't cover everything. So that'll be all for today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Kaplan. Okay, would you like to sum that up now? 1 second.
So I would just make a summary of the three shittas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the shkia, the sunset, is still yoim until 3 3/4 mil later, and then the soifa shkia, as a 1/4 of a mil, is ben hashmoshes until the tzeisak rechovim, and the feed the urein ben hashmoshes is before the sunset, when it's going closer and closer to the horizon for about 18 minutes, it's called ben hashmoshes, and once the sunset is vaday lailo, and the bach says to be machmir like that. And the gross shita, which is called the shita of the goyim, is that from the sunset is right away ben hashmoshes on 3/4 of a mil, and then it's vaday lailo, about 18 minutes vaday lailo, and it says kol hakrichovim is 4 mil.
Thank you.